So there I was, hanging out at Mum's place with my brother, Simon Peter. I should know my brother's name, shouldn't I? And also with John. And Mum called out, as she always did, she always picked on me, "Andrew, come and do the dishes." So, being the very obedient disciple, I mean, you know, son that I am, I'd be right there, Mum. As I went to the kitchen, I sort of got this glimpse out the window of this someone running towards our house. Looked like a girl. Oh, that's who it is. That crazy one. Mary. There's something about Mary. Mary Magdalene. Whew. I wondered what she wanted. And I guessed it would probably be a bit of a listening ear as she recalled even more encounters that we'd had with Jesus. But it had been 3 days since he'd been killed. Well, the next thing I knew, there was a knock on the door, and then all of a sudden, Peter and John just took off with her training behind. And me wondering, what? That is something up with that. That's not right. I mean, Peter never runs. He ate far too much fish and chips. Well, dishes finished, I went to meet up with the others. We'd continued spending a lot of time together, and there was so much to talk about. Yet, so little to say. There had been Jesus and the 12 of us. But now, with Jesus and Judas both dead, and Thomas off somewhere who knows where, it felt really empty. And since Friday, we'd all felt as flat as a flounder. All our hopes, all our dreams, our expectations, our friendship, crushed, dead, buried. We thought Jesus was going to save us from Rome and save us from death. When we were with him, it just felt like our darkness wasn't quite as dark. We even started seeing some light in parts of our lives. Our habits and our patterns and our preferences were changing. No longer did we feel trapped on a never-ending treadmill of a meaningless life. We were chasing our dreams, God's way of life, chasing them with a passion because we had something to live for, something to motivate us, something to inspire us. But that had been crushed. It would be the easiest, far easier, to stop caring, to stop seeking God, to stop living for him, to give up, to roll over, to just grow old and die. But in my unease of thinking these thoughts, and as we talked about this together, there was a sudden banging on the door. Peter and John burst in, saying that Jesus wasn't in his tomb, or his casket, that only the linen was there, and that a bunch of the woman folk had actually seen him. Seen him. Alive. Alive? How could that be? Alive. What does that mean? Alive. What is going to happen next? Now, normally us men from the Middle East don't really trust what women say, well, back then anyway. It's not that they lie, it's just, well, it's just the way things worked around here. But these women folk were our friends. We knew them. They'd supported us. They were part of our wider group. So we were confused, unsure, but hopeful. The atmosphere in the room had been like a useless night's fishing trip in a storm. It was cold. It was temperamental. We were grieving like for dry land. We were hopelessly lost. But instantly, that changed with this news. It was like going from darkness to light. But we still felt scared. I mean, what were these religious leaders going to say about us and do to us? Whether Jesus was alive or dead. And so, safety first, eh? We locked the doors. And we talked. What does this mean? We talked like 12-year-old girls at a sleepover. All of a sudden, our talking, our confusion, our uncertainty stopped. A comforting fear invaded the room as we realized that Jesus himself just walked through the locked doors. He was standing in our midst. Incredible! Jesus showed us the holes in his wrists and his feet. Pugh, Thomas is not going to believe this. Jesus breathed deliberately on us. It was a little weird. And he said he was going to send us just as Father God had sent him. And he said he'd given us his Holy Spirit. And as we talked with Jesus and the sense of God's Spirit coming upon us and in us and invading us, things started becoming clearer. It became clearer that if Jesus is alive, then he's more powerful than death itself. His words were true that he'd said earlier, that if you believe in me, you will never die. And some of us really needed to hear that. And it became clearer that if Jesus is alive, then he's defeated sin. Because we all knew he was innocent, and I mean totally perfect. So those that believe in him can be forgiven their sin and be restored into a right relationship with God the Father. And some of us really needed to hear that. And it became clearer that if Jesus is alive, then he has new life and can offer us new life. New life breathed into our relationships. New life breathed into our sorrow. New life breathed into our pain and our confusion and our anxiety and our doubt and our grief. New life. And some of us really needed to hear that. And it became clearer that if Jesus is alive, then this kingdom of God that he talked so much about, it's not just pie in the sky when you die, although I really love pies. But perhaps Jesus has started something here on earth that he wants to continue to usher in so that we spend our lives seeking the kingdom of God. Jesus is our king to follow and obey. And some of us really needed to hear that. And it became clear that if Jesus is alive, then he is the only person, the only thing in the whole world worth us giving our worship and focus to. All others are imposters, pretenders. But Jesus is real. He's risen from the dead, and he calls us to follow him, and by giving up our lives for the good news of the kingdom of God, whatever that costs us in our lifetime. And some of us really needed to hear that. All that was wrong on Friday is enlightened and righted and restored and renewed and resurrected on Sunday. So come. Come and talk to Jesus today. Come and pray. Come and light a candle as a symbol of a prayer. And as a reminder that Jesus is the light of the world. In him there is no darkness. So come, come and pray. You may like to have a heart-to-heart about how you feel with Jesus. Chat with him about your dreams. Ask him for his Spirit. Dialogue with him about direction. Seek his forgiveness. Receive his strength. But come and pray. While the music team come and play, I invite you to come and light a candle. On Friday, there was death and hopelessness and failure and confusion and apathy and darkness. Today, on Sunday, we celebrate through Jesus life and hope and conquering and clarity and purpose and light. Perhaps there's something in this that you particularly need in your life at the moment, as you seek to follow Jesus and know him and live for the kingdom of God. If there is something in that you need that Jesus has brought through his resurrection, then I invite you to come and to receive grace and help with this. And this is only made it this is only made possible because of what Jesus has done. Starting, well, in part on Friday, where he did have that last meal with his friends. And he held up the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body. Eat this in memory of me." And then he held up the cup. And he said, "This is like my blood poured out for you. There's a new covenant, a new relationship that's being established between you and God the Father through my blood being poured out. Drink this to remember me." And so with the bread and the juice, I invite you to come and receive of what Christ has done for each one of us. Come and receive for what you need at this time from Jesus, which is only available through what he's done. So please come when you are ready. Resurrection Sunday really is in a sense, a humbling experience, because there is nothing that we've done or could possibly do to deserve the immense benefits that we gain through you dying and rising again. And yet, Jesus, we honor you. We celebrate you today because you have given of yourself completely for us. So Jesus, as we come and we partake in this bread and this juice, if we want to know you more and receive from you, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for doing this for us. We praise you for your life, for your death, for your resurrection. In your grace, please meet with us as we talk with you and as we take these elements. Amen.